The first reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, I, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to live a life in a manner worthy of the call that you have received, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another through love, striving to preserve the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace, one body and one Spirit, as you are also called to the one hope of your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. The word of the Lord. Lord, this is the people that longs to see your face. Lord, this is the people that longs to see your face. The Lords of the earth and its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it, for he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Lord, this is the people that longs to see your face. Who can ascend the mountain of the Lord? Or who may stand in his holy place? He whose hands are sinless, whose heart is clean, who desires not what is vain. Lord, this is the people that longs to see your face. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord, a reward from God his Savior. Such is the race that seeks for him, that seeks the face of the God of Jacob. Lord, this is the people that longs to see your face. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you say immediately that it's going to rain, and so it does. And when you notice that the wind is blowing from the south, you say it's going to be hot, and so it is. You hypocrites! You know how to interpret the appearances of the earth and the sky. Why do you not know how to interpret the present time? Why do you not judge for yourselves what is right? If you are to go with your opponent before a magistrate, make an effort to settle the matter on the way. Otherwise, your opponent will turn you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the constable, and the constable will throw you into prison. I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we continue listening to the letter to the Ephesians. And again, I've heard this thing for 60 years or however long I've been listening to the scripture. And yet this morning, it just like when I was in prayer, the Lord just kind of hit me with it and says, now, you hear what I'm telling you? And so that's what I just put out to everybody else. Stop, listen, or read this again. Because this is what God's telling all of us. Now, again, this is what God's telling us. What am I supposed to do? Listen to what God wants you and I to do. That he wants us to live in a manner worthy of the call that we have received. So we've all been called to follow Jesus. And so what does that mean? With humility and gentleness. Well, leave me out of that one. And with patience, keep going. Bearing with one another through love. And then what we all need to hear right now more than anything else, striving to preserve the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. So we have to strive to preserve unity. Strive to preserve unity through humility, gentleness, and patience, and bearing with one another in love. Let's keep reading it a couple, 3, 4, 10, 20 times maybe today to say, this is what God wants of me. Do I just ask him to do what I want? Or do I come to Mass or listen to the homily every day to do what God wants? This is what God wants. Let us strive to live it. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.